It ain't just words they wrote. They got their shit, them speaking, audio, video, amongst each other, because it's right around the time when the cameras is just really becoming popular.
Oh, the black and white ones?
Yeah, and they back there speaking of...
You want to start making a way?
It's JFK, what's the name of them? I was going to light another L. That's
oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm rushing
that's
you.
That's why I ain't move, but yeah.
No, you good, you good.
Excuse me.
Well, I was going to say, you want me to go get a wrap?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's already rolled.
Oh shit. See, that's why I fuck with you. But no, it was, I just saw a video that had Muhammad Ali talking, had Martin Luther King talking. And they, of course they was like, so what were you guys talking about? And it was like the same thing when all the crackers get together and they be talking behind closed doors. We talk about politics. We talk about our own going issues with the government and with each other, and then Martin Luther King started talking and was saying like, you know, even though we are different religions, we're all one person. And yeah, it's just like, and on top of that too, right after I posted that on my Instagram, they blocked it and said it was like
now,
talking about violence.
Yeah,
now it definitely was. They weren't even talking about violence.
Thing with Martin Luther King, the people that taught him, that wrote the books that he learned out of, and those first Chicago University, that was the first college, they were the fucking Illuminati, basically, or the upper echelon of people. That's how intelligent, and or that's how it's intuitive and plotting and scheming, as well as being smart and intelligent. That's how well and thorough they are with that. Where they taught Martin Luther King from books, and it took him, he didn't realize it right. He realized it right when they killed him. That's why they killed him, because he realized that his teachers, the books he studied, the things he was talking about, all came from these people, and that's how they led his mind. It ain't like somebody was talking to him and he following somebody. He learned on his own, but he had to question the books that he was reading. And once he found out who actually authored and funded these books are the ones that want us indoctrinated and enslaved. So once he figured that out, and he was about to start telling, that's when he started talking differently and telling people what they doing, and he was about to say how he was fooled and apologize to the people because he led them to vote and he led them to do these things when voting is giving away your freedoms.
Yeah.
You know, voting is participating in their system. And when you do that, you now declassified yourself. You don't even know what they have you classified at,
right.
But you're accepting all of their ways. And he didn't get to say that, just like JFK ain't get to say what he wanted to say. Because they going to take you out of here.
I mean, what about... I feel the same thing about Malcolm X. And that was because he found out what, you know, the people who his mentor was doing.
Yeah.
And using the religion and still working
He got a... Now, he got a power trip between him and Elijah Muhammad. And that's how Farrakhan got into power, because Malcolm X did what he did, got assassinated, got killed. Elijah Muhammad basically left the post because he had all the scandal shit.
Yep.
So he
disappeared. The women is using them. Yeah. Using them.
Yeah, so he disappeared, and that's how Malcolm X got the podium, because the other boy, Malcolm X had an assassination hit on the other Muslim boy. That was third in line.
Oh, the one that didn't like Malcolm X.
Yeah.
It was the one that didn't like him.
Yeah, because he knew what he was up to.
Yeah.
And he had him, and that's how Farrakhan got into the position. But at the end of it, I really don't, like I was saying, the people that started the systems, this is what they said. They said, I don't care. They said, it matters not. But that means they don't care.
Mm.
There you go. It matters not who governs. So when they made these government programs, that's how they knew whoever president, where, wherever you president at, you're going to be answering to us. Because they wrote that he who controls the finances controls the world. We care not who governs.
Yeah, because I mean, the money rules everything.
So now, that's why I tell you, don't worry about this law and that code and this and that. Get your fucking paper.
Yeah.
Because when you got money, you got cash or you got resources, because you just change that shit in. You know what I'm saying? It's like, give me this then, if that's what they need. But when you have that shit, like, people be like credit. When you got the bread in the bank and you got a steady income coming in,
you know what's crazy?
You got the bread.
Right after I left you guys, my daughter had her first dentist appointment. She got a lot of work to get done because we were trying to get insurance over here, pandemic and stuff like that. So my wife was going to have to pay a lot of money out of pocket. So I said, let me just try to apply for the credit. See if they give it to me. They gave me $600, which is normally, before when I was in Philly, they would have denied me right away. So I was like, I said to her, I was like, hey, I screenshot and sent to her. I said, hey, use this for your first payment so that she can get her teeth done, start getting her teeth done. Just like that. Yeah. I don't have the cash. At least I can use my credit.
Yeah.
I'm a resource.
Yeah.
And she ain't had nothing to say. Because, like, now she's starting to see, like, damn, this nigga trying to get his shit together.
Mm-hmm. So, I said, once you're then in the world, like, you'll be able, you can do more. So, that's why your credit will build, because you can start that. Because once you got cash, we know now, get a credit card. You got the money, so they want you to start a credit card. That's why most people don't have credit card accounts, because you got to put more money to start them out.
Yes.
You can't start them out with no money or $25. I think it's like $500.
And I'm figuring that out with my whole business thing I was trying to do, because I got approved for a lot of, you heard of Net 30 accounts before? Mm-hmm. I got approved for a bunch of them, so like, I could get like, the cups and equipment like that on the 30-day. I just gotta pay the membership. You gotta pay that annual fee up front, yeah. Like $100 up front, mm-hmm. And they allow you to break up, and that's how you build a business credit. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. When you have the cash, my thing is getting the cash, because
yes,
a lot of people know the systems, but
yes,
when you ask them, well, how do I make this money that we talking about right now? That's
cash.
When it get quiet.
You're right.
Because they say
spending
you,
it.
They say
yeah.
You need cash. You asked how. not what do I need. I know I need cash, nigga. It's like asking somebody, can you hire me right now? I hear you talking, dog. Can you hire me right now?
I mean,
that's where it get quiet.
Because
yeah. It's like, no, I can't. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't know how you can make $600 right now. Because if I did, I'd be making an additional $600. So I don't know how you can make $600.
Right.
And that's where I come. That's where I listen to people, because everybody know everything. But it's like, what answers do you really have? Everybody can complain. Everybody can understand. Show me how, like I said, tell me something. How I can make X amount of dollars, whatever it is, right now.
Yeah.
So I started with 600, but I can go up to 1500, because that's still 1500 a week. Is like, who is that? 25, 50 a day. 50 a day. So now you're moving into a food truck, but even for somebody in there, 50 sales a day is nothing, because you got this building, that building, foot traffic, people over here in the store,
yep.
The customers, I'm not customers, but the managers, ownership,
and I know all the owners here too.
Yeah,
I'm cool
everybody,
with them.
Everybody who's here,
all
you
cool
do,
all them, yeah.
Yeah, because they're going to want it. So it's like, yo, come over every day
and
at fucking
the,
12
the dude
o'clock.
Here, he gave me a couple books because I wanted to learn about Islam. He hooked me up with like a bunch of books.
Yeah, read everything, believe very little.
Yeah.
Well, but see.
The thing
see
about
they,
me,
I
think
really
with me,
about.
I think my issue is I'm more of a science person.
Well, it's the truth is the truth.
Yeah.
Science has bullshit with it too.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
Because it's all in who controls the narrative.
This is true.
You know, but when it comes to the truth, there is no narrative.
There's no in between.
Yeah, it's just the truth. It is what it is. You know, it ain't his version, my version, it ain't my truth.
Every time
truth.
I think about that, I think about A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's what he meant, because the truth is the truth. And you ain't going to be able to, and that's what they speaking to the world. They speaking to black people.
You can't.
Because that's how they tell you in movies. They got this shit.
It's like everybody smacking you, and nobody be paying attention. They just be like, well, this is a good movie. Like, what? You didn't get it?
What the fuck is he really talking about?
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth. So what is the fucking truth that we can't handle? That, you ain't from Africa. If we just, where are we going to start with this? Women, men. Women didn't come from men. Nope. Men, y'all came from women.
We were just talking about this last night.
Truth. Yeah, you can't handle the truth. Black people, y'all ain't from Africa, y'all from right here. There were no red Indians, there are only brown Indians, and we switched everything over and took it away from y'all and gave it to them.
Yep.
Ain't nobody else gonna be able to handle the truth, because they gotta give up all their shit, even though they had nothing to do with slavery. It don't fucking matter. If this shit's stolen and I come and sell it to you, they do have some crooked laws where a house, if it exchanged in a fair change, you can't sue that person that bought your house. You can sue the person that stole your house.
Right, because they did, though.
But, yeah, they didn't know, you know. So, they also say, since they bought your house, you don't get that house back. They give you the money.
Gooey, yeah.
They give you the money value for it.
So you get dicked anyway.
Well, you just don't get that house back. You get bread. They compensate you because you sue these people. Those people, you can't sue, and you can't get your house back because they bought it in a fair market. I don't like that shit, because stolen goods is stolen goods.
This is true.
Yeah, so once you find the stolen
goods. But it had to be a loophole for them to be able to combat them stealing shit. I mean, because the thing about it, they invented the word conquer. They're conquerors.
Yeah, so they're protecting themselves, because they ultimately protecting the thief.
It's just like it's just like statute of limitation.
Yeah, because they're now, because this is what they do. I saw through that hole, because your man, I steal it and give it to you, or you come and buy it from me real cheap, whatever, and now that you bought it, they can't come after you, and they ain't going to get the property back, and I do it in a way where the lawsuit ain't going to be what all of this is worth.
Yeah, you can finagle a lawsuit real quick.
Yeah, because you got more corrupt people.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that we're doing this, we're going to give this judge 50 grand off, or 25 grand off of every house that we deal with. So we got four homes. We just gave that nigga $100,000 check.
I see it all the time.
You know what I'm saying? This is why the judge threw the case out. This is why it won't. This is why anybody trying to sue me won't be able to really sue me. Because we operate on a higher level.
You protected by Viper.
Yeah. We on a higher level. We ain't worrying about no street credibility and all
but
that
that's
shit.
But that's where you get the, I can't even say blue collar.
I call it high collar.
High collar, definitely. Yeah. Noose collar.
Yeah.
Oh, the noose collar, man.
But
I'm like, damn, wait a minute. That was black and white. I saw that. I be watching Law and Order sometimes. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. It's common sense. Mm-hmm. Not to them.
Nah.
It was a whole shebang.
But yeah, knowing how they mind work, man. And that it's all about money don't matter.
See.
But as long as they playing the currency game, long you got to get currency and then change it into, you got to have the foresight to see through the facades. So whatever they put out here, Bitcoin, all that shit, you don't want to do that. You want to find out what the richest motherfuckers in the world, how are they transferring their cash?
Who, like Bill Gates? He's still low-level, man.
Yeah, he ain't even on the scale, but you could look at him, because he's in a position where he's only
rich. Are you talking about, like, the Pfizer niggas? Like, them? The
funders out there, the founders.
The
funders.
The same people that made Oxy, like them people? The ones that got sued? Because people that. Start getting addicted to
above
it. Like that family?
Yeah, above that.
Damn, I thought they were like with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
They related to them, but they down. They like four.
Subfamilies.
Yeah, they lower family members.
Fucking mobs, man. Family. They show you the mob trees every time.
Because the ones that's doing the shit, is the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. They're the ones that funded medicine, all the medicine, medical fields, every medicine that all of the pharmaceutical companies, all of the pharmaceuticals and synthetic medicine that's out here, Rockefellers and Rothschilds started that shit. And then they started the CDC. They started they funded the Cancer Foundation in ways that I'm telling you about. Here, yo, go do this. So you appear to be a genius. That's Bill Gates. That's the boy from Facebook. That's Zuckerberg. You are intelligent, but I come to you and I give you some shit.
I give you the gems. Working on. Right.
We working
so
on.
So you could be the Facebook. You could be the front man.
Yeah, Facebook. This whole system and program.
Oh, now it's Meta.
It's Meta now. That belonged to DARPA. Because DARPA,
hey, DARPA, shout out to DARPA.
And DARPA creates advanced weaponry, experimental weapons. So DARPA is the one that invented that system. That's a black market. And they, through the FBI and CIA.
You know what's crazy is every time the internet goes down, you know why? It's because Amazon go down. So when Amazon, it's called AWIS, Amazon Web Internet Service. That's where they all these servers are at. So they service like a lot of internet-based companies to ping their stuff off of their server. Cause that's how, you know, that's how the internet works now.
Now, let me, before we get stuck in this system here, let's understand.
Yeah.
There is, where we at now, 5G, right? There was 20G. There was 20G 20 years ago. They're selling us, like they say,
shit,
like
yeah.
They selling us like they do with the phones. They bring out this phone, that phone, that phone. They never give you this phone. They got the technology for that phone way the fuck up here.
Yep.
Like, what is it, the iPhone 22? They got technology for the iPhone 100 because they got phone.
No, now it's the 13 Pro Max.
Well, they got technology. Because
they got 13 Mini, 13 Pro, 13 right. Pro Max, and that's all different prices.
But I'm telling you, they got the technology for iPhone 100
oh, yeah, they are,
right
yeah.
now. Because they got phones that's like...
I watch on Avengers.
Yeah, I don't know what... They got phones
they got the joint where you get
as thin as this.
Right, and you flick it up and the person's face is there like, what's up, buddy?
And it's... Yeah, they got the holographic stuff, but they actually got the phones that's like thin as this, flexible, clear plastic. And everything is illuminated on that clear plastic. And then it's synced to your eyeballs. And you got chips in your motherfucking fingertips.
Oh, you remember Minority Report was my favorite movie. One of them. Steven Spielberg.
That's old. Yeah, that when they came out with that movie, that tech they already had. You know, so that's how they operate. When they show you something, you know they had that shit. Because this is their thing. This is what they said. This is a secret law, but it's a code. You cannot speak about it for 60 years.
Yo, the crazy part is, you know why? Yo, I was just listening to State Property 2 album, and Beanie Siegel says in there, he said, it's a secret society. All we ask is trust. Mm-hmm. No G money shit. All we ask is us. Mm-hmm. All we got.
And it ain't asking. When you join that shit.
Like the skulls.
There is no skull and bones. Yet.
Yeah, like but the skull.
The skulls in the movie, yeah. They represent the skull and bones in real life.
Yep.
And every president went through the skull and bones.
What's the other ones? Masons.
Yeah, Freemasons.
Were they Masons? Because a lot of people saying that
They all linked in.
Yeah, Sam Houston and the Mexican president, you know, when he came to go take the land up, that's why he didn't kill him, because they were both Masons.
The boy that got with his knee on his neck and he had fucking... Right at that store, he on that picture. He on that wall. Here you go.
George Floyd?
George Floyd.
Yeah.
The cop that had his knee on his neck. They both Freemasons. And just 3 weeks ago, prior to that incident, them niggas was best chums.
Who, George Floyd?
George Floyd and the cop that had his knee on his neck. The white cop that had his knee on his neck. They both Freemasons. The cop and George
But you're not
George
supposed
Floyd.
To kill another Freemason, right?
It's a sacrifice. This is how you know, because what's the name basically said it, because they tell you.
It's too small.
Nancy Pelosi. Like, maybe about two, 3 months. It was a sacrifice.
Wait, what did Nancy Pelosi say?
We want to celebrate George Floyd and thank him for his sacrifice.
Oh.
But she was speaking like in a, you know, sacrifice to justice. That's what she said. His sacrifice to justice. That's what she said. We want to thank George Floyd for his, that's a quote right there. That's quote, end quote. We want to thank George Floyd for his sacrifice.
Yeah, you know, that kind of reminds me of, what's his name's wife? Ronald Reagan's wife. When she said, I would like to thank the war on, she said, what did she say? I'd like to thank the fight on drugs, the war on drugs, something along those, I gotta think of it again. But it's like they tell you.
But they just, Nancy Pelosi just test positive for fucking cocaine, for fucking some other types of drugs, but coke was definitely one of them. The president just got fucking test, well, they, whatever they know, it leaked out that nigga got coke in his system and all types of shit.
Damn, what they doing?
What the fuck they doing, dog? These motherfuckers is the originators.
Of course.
Of every, you know, like, so far as to us, they low level ranking, but to us, they might as well be gods. That's how high of a structure.
The simple
system
fact
is,
that
man.
These people, okay, Snowfall. I watch TVs, but I lived that life. I seen that firsthand with that good old white powder substance does, especially to black community.
But when you are at the top.
And you're doing it?
It's difference.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It doesn't do you.
Yeah.
See, because you're only doing it because you can. Not that you need to, or you was feeling depressed and you needed something to wipe your mind out, and this is how you got addicted to that. It's a whole different mindset, because that's the mindset that can walk away from drugs. It's the difference of that mindset of when somebody say, I'm done, and they walk away from it, and they don't give a fuck what you put in front of them, they done. Just the same way as I sit around that coat, they left that room I'm sleeping in, they leave that shit in there. Man, that shit sit right there. Them pills, they...
I go to the little after-hour joint. And that's like a high spot for people who do coke. Like, people do that joint in front of me. They'd be like, yo, you want this? I'd be like, no, all I do is smoke weed. And then if they really start trying to push it, I'd be like, I don't think that's good for my bipolar. And they'd be like, ugh, no, you hit me. You know what I mean? Like, because it's like, yo, it's a homeless dude. And this dude from Philly, too. He a homeless dude. Not homeless. No, not homeless. He a crackhead. He a smoker. He sat next to me and hit that joint, and all I was thinking about was my mom. He sat with the joint. It was like this. And then he went back to talking to me about astrophysics, the periodic table, the beginning of time, like it was nothing. And I asked him, I said, he's like, let me tell you something. I got a PhD. I got all this stuff. He said, the difference between me and a crackhead is that I don't allow crack to take a hold of me. Like, they don't have control. And that's really how I thought about marijuana. Like, I get in different settings where I can tell myself, all right, you want to be this way. And I'd be fried. And I can go and smoke 10 L's and I'm Gucci. Like, it's nothing. And people can't do that. Like, I got one friend.
Well, you're more... just more native, because overall they notice genetically the body fights and rejects, gets things out that are bad for it. So that's why heroin, coke, all that shit is out,
because it's man-made
in 3 days, because the body rejects it.
Right.
It's not good for it. Marijuana, your body goes, I ain't never letting go of this. You know what I'm saying? That's the way you gotta look at it. Your body is like, and they know it. So that's why they demonize it, because they know this shit is good for you.
And that's why they governed it too.
Yeah, of course. But they know
it. Yo, one of my other favorite movies. Right,
that's why
right.
You can smoke weed and you be dirty 3 months from now.
Yeah.
And they take a hair sample, you dirty for 5 years, nigga, because your body is like, we ain't ever letting this shit go.
No, every follicle, every... Yeah. Yo, I tell you what, that joint, like, people be like, oh,
why you being here? You smoking this and doing that? And I'll be like, well, I'm taking prescription drugs.
All right, which way I gotta go?
To the left up here and then make a right on Westheimer where the CVS at. And I'll be like, so you rather me take prescription drugs that do, like, when I take my pills, which I do, I have zero sex drive. Like, I hang around strippers 80% of the time.
I got a tremendously high sex drive. What control you talking about? You ain't talking about control. You ain't talking about sex drive, really.
No. I have great control.
Control. No, yeah, control. You're talking about, like, mental control where you can block out.
Yes. I have that now because at my age, I tell women all the time, like, pussy's pussy to me. That shit, I've seen, except for Asians. Shout out, if there's any Asians that want to come, I'm just saying. Just saying. And I'll be like, yo, should I hit a massage parlor real quick? Like, rush hour?
You should be in a massage parlor.
This is true. Oh, man, I got...
You should be going in a massage parlor.
Oh, I should...
You should be so dangerous that a woman won't allow you to...
You're going
to
make it right.
Right here.
Yes, sir.
You won't allow a woman to touch her. She won't allow you to touch her because she knows she's going to succumb.
You did something to my soul when I asked you, was you an ass man or titty man? And you told me you was a nerve man. I was like, that fucked me up for a little bit.
All of that is connected to nerves.
I sat there the whole time toes, thinking like,
everything, nigga. It's like upper the armpits, nigga, everything. Definitely ass, titties, yeah. Pussy. Definitely that. You know what I'm saying?
Because we didn't even get to that yet.
Yeah, the core of our nerves are running to those areas. So yeah, the whole nervous system, how to, man, just like kung fu.
Oh, yeah, the chakra points.
Yeah, they show you how to touch somebody here and make their fucking the whole foot go numb. You know what I'm saying?
True.
That shit is it's the opposite to that. You could touch her here and her whole...
Yeah,
her
like, what you doing with that big-ass Jeep?
Her pussy would just activate. Do I need to stay in this lane?
No, eventually you need to get over. Yeah, because Slick Willie's is still left. The crazy part is this whole strip right here, there's a food truck right here.
I see that.
I can literally just have a little cart. Food truck, yes, but the rent is ridiculous there.
Yeah.
The rent, you know what I'm saying? I could go, I have a
food truck, you can pull up. Because all the truck got to be licensed at that point.
The product
allows you to pull up because I could go in here. If I got a food truck, I go in there. And the first thing I do, I go into these stores and I give samples to their employees.
Yeah.
That's the ones who gotta complain about you being up front. You know what I'm saying? That's the way you get, you know what I'm saying? And once that shit happens, they don't mind you sitting out.
Yeah.
You ain't hurt nobody. You only occupying one
fucking The crazy spot. Part is I know a lot of the owners in here, too. Yeah. I just be walking around, man.
Because they gonna come out.
They gonna be like, oh, what's up?
This is what happens. They don't want you to move the truck. Because they want to be able to come right out and get it and go back in. They don't want to have to get in the car and drive down the block. That shit's good enough where they know they're going to want it at lunch break. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they're going to want you to be right there as opposed to right up there or up there or down there.
Well,
you know, the product, that's right. That's what happened in Austin. I put all these, everything I speak about, I already put to practice.
Oh, yeah. I'm just listening.
I'm just letting you know. That's why, because I said something to you like a couple weeks ago,
uh-huh,
about when you have somebody speaking to you, it should be just like 1 + 1 = 2. It should be some type of flow.
You see Slicks up there, the green sign, there's a tall sign up there. It's going to be a turn that you can turn right into the parking lot. Yep.
Yeah. Should always be some type of way when they explain what they're downright just telling you, explain to you what's happening all that. They put these theories into practice.
Yes.
And they work. They have it, you know. And well, then you can give it to somebody. Because mm-hmm. If they work for me, if it worked for me, I believe it shouldn't be my ability. So that's where I can give Ross credit. But at the same point, I can't advise a young person.
It's busy tonight.
To listen to him.
I hope they got tables.
Because because when a person teaches you, but you got to understand that what they teaching me is about them and how they are. This isn't anything that like a system. This is how they teaching me. I would have to be like them, and I'm not you.
Right.
I probably had two chairs. They take two people away from the table away, and give those seats to Mexicans or Asians. So I said, now that y'all making the money because y'all getting the opportunities. It started with college, giving y'all money. More of y'all in college. So, of course, more of y'all going to be employed. Then they forced y'all into deployment because y'all wanted all this equality.
When did they get equal rights again? Women?
Officially, I don't know. But right now, gender-wise, they've been moving towards it since the 60s.
That's what I was going to say.
60s, civil rights, and all right around there. All these programs started out of that. But like, to your point, when they making the money, this is how you know they ain't fit for it. Man make the money, he take care of y'all. Y'all make the money, y'all don't want to take care of no fucking body. These women ain't built for shit because they not even nurturers.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you a mother, you ain't no nurturer though.
Mm.
Your energy's supposed to be attached to the planet. You know that we trying to work back to y'all. Mm. You're supposed to be the most understanding being on the planet. And y'all don't understand a goddamn thing. Black women, lost. They look at us one way. Most of us look at them another way. Disconnect. Well, but they don't understand. Y'all didn't, you know, because by them getting given a seat opportunity, they don't respect the struggle. And that's why they turn to you and say, oh, just like the white man said, oh, pull your bootstraps up and get it, when he stole everything. They got a free opportunity. Black man ain't ever had no free opportunity. For you to have a free opportunity. No black man ever. So that's why that's key. Because they try to say, you're always referring to somebody outside of yourself.
Uh-huh.
Because we are affected by what came before us. So no black man was given nothing. So I'm not given nothing. Every black man had to be 10 times better than his competitor. So I have to be 10 times better than my competitor. You don't. As a woman, as a female. Because half of that should apply to all females. And then it branch off into individual groupings. Well, I don't have nobody to teach me nothing, so that's why you're late. She don't have, obviously, her father. Do she have a father?
He died when she was young.
Unfortunately, sorry to hear about that, but yeah, she missing the whole key. Because it ain't nobody in her life. It's all females that's going to be like, go girl. Yeah, he a man. If he can't take care of himself, because all of them, they ain't going to take care of no fucking body. So they ain't going to tell no other female, you know what? If shit was reversed, girl, you know damn well he wouldn't see you out in the street. If he had his crib and he was paying for everything and the kids and you the mother, you wouldn't be having to sleep over your girlfriend's house. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the roles is reversed. And you feel like that's right. And you're empowered because you pat yourself on the back at saying, I know how the females are. I don't have to know the individual. They pat themselves on the back, pat their chest pumped out, and don't even see how this is out.
And be struggling worse, because they be stressed out.
Mm-hmm. That's why they always looking for the dude that's doing better than you.
Because
if he can come in and pay everything.
Yeah, I've been told that before, too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got to be. I got people to pay my bills.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, okay, cool.
Yeah, my ex used to tell me shit like that. She'd be like, I ain't even got to fuck them. Mm-hmm. She said, I got niggas that'll do this, do that. You ain't doing nothing. They'll do this and they ain't even getting no pussy. I'm like, okay. All I hear is a whore. Cause you're for sale. So kind of, you kind of soured my stomach on you now. So you keep to run your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's not doing you no justice. I think it's my third.
Go ahead and keep on fucking mouth.
I'm just sitting there like, I mean, this is not making you look good. And I was like, and you was doing it, and we not even boyfriend and girlfriend. That's the thing, like, that bothers me, is that, like, I've been in relationships with a lot of women, but I've never been married to multiple women. So when I stood up there and I said them words, they meant something to me. And to not feel like that still while we're still going through this, and I'm trying to portray that, it just crushes me every time.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going crazy. I'm just frustrated.
Yeah.
Because I expected marriage for me a lot differently.
Mm-hmm. That's why these dudes, it's some dudes out here that won't, I feel like, they believe happy wife, happy life. So you done convinced yourself that at the expense of your dignity, pride, honor, whatever with you, don't matter. All mm-hmm. it's about is her when you say that.
Yep.
Happy wife, happy life, you don't matter. So they will tell you, oh man, marriage is a challenge, but you gotta work at it. They won't be honest and just say, these females ain't even worth marrying, dude. Get the pussy. Try not to impregnate nobody. Cause she ain't gonna be in your fucking corner.
Shout out for Doc, I can't remember bull name. Dr. Jewish man. Forgive me, vasectomy. Baby.
Right, you don't like that. That's the one thing you didn't need to do.
I wanted to do it.
It's about, because if you don't want to get her pregnant, you won't get her pregnant. You ain't need to get no vasectomy. Well, that's why I say that.
I got it for other reasons too. Once I had my daughter, I'm good. I already got three baby mamas and all fucking headaches.
But this is my thing. Pregnancy wasn't even supposed to be happening like this. So the only way her eggs was even going to drop was if y'all already was on a high magnetic level.
True.
So therefore, this is somebody that's going to be in your fucking corner. That's who you want to have children with. Everything else is a bastardized child. People don't like when I talk.
Oh, you speaking truth, though.
If you ain't planned, if y'all ain't, when y'all was doing all this, most people produce children off of fun. The child is the outcome of fun. And it wasn't planned. Y'all was fucking. She got pregnant. It wasn't like y'all laid up and said, yo, we getting ready to make little Jeremy tonight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That wasn't the energy being sent out. You know what I'm saying? Or else she would be in your fucking corner. You know what I'm saying? But y'all was just fucking. And she could fuck many people because she going to have many lovers. She only going to have one master, though. So that's why I don't sweat that shit.
Yeah.
Let that shit go. Become a master because you could come and tell her. If you want to take your body and go and take it everywhere, understand this. When I sleep with Becky or Jane or Jasmine, a part of her is not left in me. It don't work that way because you didn't come from me. See, the fact that we came from y'all, every male you sleep with, a little part of him, if you let him bust a nut in you, or you swallow his sperm, or you just getting around him, you imprinted by 6 or 7 different personalities.
Yep.
Totally different males.
Yep.
You got the seed in you.
Yep.
Because this is proven that this is how them child test procedures go crazy, because she slept with 5 dudes, but she didn't sleep with none of them during you. But when your child is born, you have a test. It got this nigga seed up in your child.
Right.
How that happened? Because she fucked him a year before she met you, her body retains all DNA like a memory, because it's, we came from them, so right. that part that comes from us, their yep. body absorbs it. So that's why they not supposed to be sleeping around. If they knew the truth, they wouldn't be fucking like that. They wouldn't just, if they play with themselves, they sleep with each other, that they wouldn't be taking no man's seed, because two women,
I mean, because if it was just them before, I mean, who else they gonna be fucking?
And you know, it's
pleasure. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because making love only can happen with opposite sex. Pleasure can happen with anything or by yourself.
Right.
But making love, magnetic energy, raising one's energy, raising one's consciousness, only can happen with opposites. Because we're supposed to be working back to them. We ain't supposed to be working me to you. What the fuck is that? And them two ain't supposed to be working together. That ain't nothing. Two, whatever way you put it, two pluses will blow some shit up. Yep. Two negatives get you nothing. No power flowing. That's why they wrong. Electricity teach us that y'all wrong. Don't give me that bullshit about, oh, love is live. Get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
That shit don't work. But you can make any choice you want. They right there. You can live your life how you want, but it should be consequences to every action. That shit shouldn't be for free, and y'all shouldn't be granted rights. Y'all shouldn't be allowed to get married. Y'all shouldn't do all that shit, because marriage is supposed to be between a man and a woman for a reason.
Yes.
Because before there was marriage, we were in a union. Before marriage, before the word marriage even existed, and them jokers created it to make money, they took advantage of the union. The union was what it was about, unity. And then they made marriage because they had diamonds. They wanted to make money off these stones that nobody had no value for. And they wanted to make them stones valuable. They wasn't even valuable. Nope. They ain't good for shit.
Diamonds and stuff, right?
Between us, yeah, like gold. Gold is for the gods. We can't, only thing it's good for is conducting electricity, wearing it around your neck. Because the only reason we adorn ourselves with it is because it's too soft. You can't do anything with it. It's not valuable. The only reason it became valuable is when you deal with technology.
Yes, because it's a
conductor.
Conductor, yeah.
The best conductor. Gold will transfer 100% of the energy put into it.
Yep.
And that's why the gods used it, because they needed it for their technology.
Like pyramids and stuff, right?
Yeah, and the shit they was doing before they even came to this planet. That's what brought them to this planet. Was our goal on this planet, our natural resources of the planet, you know. So, you know, these women don't know shit. Most people really don't understand where we at, how we got here, what's going on, and why. Why the fuck we even here? Why? Who gave us two testicles and this sex drive? Where we get that shit from, and why? Why do it feel so good, you know, when you bonding with a woman? And the only
that's the best feeling, man. A real bond?
No. Here's what you're telling your woman.
A real bond,
it's
man.
It's only one, maybe two, maybe three, but they drastically different.
I used to have that one wife.
You got birth. Giving birth is an emotion that is overwhelming. Death is overwhelming. But the orgasm, that's the only fucking time where a woman is not. I don't give a fuck what times it's like. Shit could be fucked up between y'all, but when she having an orgasm, she ain't thinking about the bills. She ain't thinking about nothing. It's you can just. That's why you gotta get her to live orgasmically. So this is why we need to master our females, even though they are emotionally challenged. If you a fucking true master, you can deal with any fucking emotion. Because you're supposed to be like water. Anything, any object in front of you, you find a way around it. If it's a crack or a crevice or a big hole, that's your access point. That's the way our minds are. That's the way we're supposed to be sourced out.
Right.
The older guys, that's what they're supposed to be teaching the young guys, because y'all take, I saw this way through, like this crack. I saw this way through. I tell you about this way, you come back and say, yo, but dig this way. See, that's the power of knowledge transferred to youth. This ain't about this bullshit, about my pride and my ego and just talking. No, it's a method to why we here and what the fuck's supposed to be happening. and this is what you're supposed to teach to your children. But if you don't have that mate, that trust that he knows what he's saying, then what the fuck? It's like everything goes astray. There's no energy can flow.
No.
Because your biggest supporter, the biggest reason why you are the king is supposed to be this first person that's following you that says, I chose him as my king. Because besides that, he ain't no fucking king if ain't nobody chosen. And that's why you feel the way you feel. That's why you're frustrated, because you're supposed to be a king, but your woman ain't no fucking queen. And ain't nobody gonna tell him that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna tell him you ain't no fucking
yo,
queen.
The crazy part is that it was a whole situation at her salon where, like, it was a white girl that was, giving, like, false claims. So then she's going to say, well, me, she's like, my aunt was starting to say that it was you that was calling the girl up. So then I reached out to her aunt. And I was just like, yo, I don't like the fact that y'all putting unnecessary dirt on my name. And I'm not even doing nothing. I'm chilling. So then she gonna say, well, you need to start worrying about my niece and start worrying about your own mental health. And I said, the simple fact that y'all not even telling this girl to do better and y'all just going along with the fuck shit, this tells me what type of time you want. And I blocked everybody. Because it's like, y'all not, nobody's even telling her to hold herself accountable. Mm-hmm. It's just like Wild Wild West. Because nobody wants to deal with it.
Because that shows you right there, there are no men.
No, there's none.
In your family.
No, because even my brother-in-law was going to get...
Not yours, but hers.
Yeah, there's no men. Mm-hmm. All the good ones, they're dead. Her grandfather, dead. Mm-hmm. Her father, been dead. The only one that really tried to hold her accountable was her grandfather.
And the women are so strong
and mouthy. They're so toxic, yo.
And mouthy that you can't talk. As I told this, I told somebody just earlier today, a man, she said, men want strong women. I said, a man, a strong man. So you have weak men and strong men.
Mm-hmm.
A weak man is going to depend on a woman when he can't do for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he gonna want a strong woman.
And that's And that's what she thinks I am.
A strong woman.
She think I'm a weak man.
Yeah, no strong man want a strong
I went out on these streets. I didn't get one bit of help from her. Mm-hmm. One bit. I did that shit on my own.
Mm-hmm. Cause she's a woman. She can use her pussy to get the various things. She attaches to what she likes. So therefore she feels like I ain't whoring myself because I'm attracted to him. Oh really? He's attracted to several women. Ain't nobody gonna do shit for him.
Nope.
He's gonna have to do for them still.
I can't even get a drink at a bar.
Thank you. I can't either. Ain't no man can. Ross will go broke trying to get pussy.
That's what I'm saying.
He ain't talking about all these bitches I fucked, dog. This is the money I got from them because they knew I was fucked up. So when I took them in the room and we got together, and they seen my water, they seen my water bill, they looked through my bills. I ain't even know it. They looked through my bills and seen my shit was late. And bitch put money in my motherfucking account. And you talking like that? That nigga broke because he trying to fuck so much. Because these bitches ain't fucking for free. And you spend money over here. So, she is. That's the way women are. Yeah, you need to find what you want to do. You wouldn't listen to me for umpteen years. But now, everything I say is like God's word. It's kind of sad. But that's why I say, get your fucking bread.
Yeah.
This chick, the new chick, it only appears like you can keep fucking around engaging women and getting pussy because she don't know nothing about you. So as soon as she figure out some things about you that don't suit the status quo, that's where it's quicker now. When you're
I'll even be out here having sex with a woman.
Yeah.
I just engage for purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like for 6 years, I ain't talked to really no women because it's like, oh, you're married. You know, that's another thing I always say, yo. Married
men have a harder time of getting side chicks. I don't care, yo. I do not care.
That's what, because they didn't master the female that they with. So if you master the female you with, this is what you know about a woman. Because you should.
Yeah, because she tried to hit me and master me. Talk about she would be the yeah. She tried to hit me with that move too.
Take this. No, she hitting you with that move, but it's if you don't occupy this position. Just I told my lady this. Any female know this that talk to me, it, like whether it's through counseling or friendship, anything. If this male don't master you, you will allow somebody else to appear that they have. See, that's a big difference. They didn't master her. You will allow somebody else to appear that they have mastered you when you don't even know yourself. So that's why they couldn't have mastered you, because you don't know shit about yourself. And as soon as a male take care of his business, put himself in a position, knowing, it's just like knowing how the world respond. The world respond when we got bread. It's a shame that everything is attached to that. So focus on getting your paper, get your paper, and then you can sit down. The sooner you get your paper, the sooner you be able to stop her in her motherfucking tracks. Because even though that's your style gonna be different. Yeah. Because I'm sure you ain't gonna be sitting on the passenger seat or no fucking Ford, whatever this is. You know what I'm saying? No, so sir. Even if you in that same attire, you're going to be sitting in something representative because you know her. So you already, you know, when you got that bread, you know her. So you already know what you're going to pull up in because you know already. When you pull up in this, all you're going to do is unlock the door. What the fuck? You going to hope that other nigga take you out? Or you know what it is here, because I'm there. Now, I've never forgot. I'm not holding it against you, but if you think it's sweet, it's not. Because now that I know I'm the man, I know now that every word I say matters. So if I tell you what you gotta do, like when you walk away from a woman, you get to a point where if you don't have sex with her, she will lose her fucking mind. Because she'll be too worried about who you fucking. Whereas now she don't care who you fuck, because she look at you like she don't see the strengths, she don't value you right. She don't know how to value you. So she don't care who you fucking right now. Because she gonna fuck somebody else. The key word is fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking and making love again, just like that other thing, is two different things.
Yeah. They're two different words.
Yes, and they two different energies. Totally two different.
Two different,
energies.
Yeah.
Fucking is like lust. Lust is not love.
Yeah, because that chick that came and oh, you see, she came and scooped me up, and her car all fucked up. Mm-hmm. I didn't even ask her to do that shit. She like dropped me your location. I'm like,
But you know what though? Somebody like that, that's the one you need to get in her head, because your lady, the one you got the child with. She won't come pick you up from no fucking way.
Yeah.
Unless it's benefiting her.
Yeah, she's from Philly.
So, you know, it don't, yeah, it's fucked up that Philly is like that, because it's one of the oldest cities. So they deployed these strategic systems sooner there.
Yeah, because
so they weren't out here. So these women are.
No, that girl from Oakland. She's from over there, Compton and shit.
New York chicks is worse than us.
Oh yeah,
Philly chicks.
Oh yeah, they worse. Yeah,
New York is like almost maybe.
That's a 24-hour city.
Yeah, and but they like maybe 10 to 20 years older than Philly, because when they was establishing this shit, I think New York might have been a little bit before Philadelphia, because the ports is how they came in when they was coming from other countries. They was coming in boats, bringing their shit.
So I just always say, because that's where, for them, for the man, the white man, that's where their story really kind of, you know, we got a whole piece of paper down there that is written on how they wanted their land to be.
Yeah. Well, no, how they wanted to take our land, because what they actually did is they came somewhere knowing that they were the lower of classes, because they needed to be taught how to live here. But they quickly positioned themselves through democracy instead of a republic. They quickly changed shit around where they were at the top of the cream, and we basically signed all our rights away swiftly with the pen with them. You know, all of that shit they lied about. They ain't tell the truth. They rewrote history. And our history books is the rewritten. So everybody that went to school.
That's oh, man.
Everybody that went to school.
Oh, those books.
What school you went to. It's under this period of their control. So yes. Every book that was fucking authorized, published, is part of that indoctrination system to change what was to what they want it to be.
Facts.
And that becomes your history. So that's why it's like our people start talking. I don't care where they talking from. It's like, what period are you talking from? Are you talking from the period of publication? Because if you're talking about the period of publication, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. That shit suits their purpose.
Yes.
Because they publish every fucking thing.
Because I feel like as a kid, like, I look back even on photos. I'm like, damn. Okay, cool. So we learned how the pilgrims were these great people.
Mm-hmm.
We learned how, like, slavery was this great magical time.
Mm-hmm. They wasn't no fucking pilgrims. They, you know what transportation is? The real meaning of transport and transportation involves a criminal. And removing him from your land and placing him somewhere else where he won't cause ruckus here. That's how Christopher Columbus and them got here. They was fucking kicked out of their own country.
Yeah.
And they had to find a land to stay. And
Magellan and all them niggas?
All of them. Everybody that came here. This was the land where people came because they was kicked out. Because who the fuck was sailing like that? They wasn't sailing like
that.
No,
they weren't. They didn't feel like being on there.
It wasn't no ships. It was boats. So they lying. They lying totally about everything. The slave trade. That first boat, the Claudilla, that they talking about brought the first slaves over. That shit didn't fucking exist for no slavery. That brought somebody from Haiti and shit.
Yeah.
That brought Haiti, some Haitians or some shit. That didn't bring nobody from no fucking Africa. Because for one, anybody learn the tidal pattern of the earth, you can't. What they said happened cannot happen with no sailboat. Today's boats can do it because they got engine propulsion systems that go against the current. But when they talking about sailing, when they said this is the way they came and they brought the slaves, and it's historically written, and this is all we law, all we taught. That is bullshit as soon as you look at the earth and the tidal current, because the currents go this way. So how the fuck did they sail down that way when the current goes this way? If you sailing with boats that need air, that shit gonna blow you back from where you came from. It ain't gonna send you to fucking the United States. You gotta go the long way. You gotta go this way, come up, and then catch the current, and then come over to the United States. So that's the first part of the breaking down a lie. And then you understand them. If they lying about how the boats came from slavery, how the boats even sailed bringing the slaves, maybe they're lying about the fucking slaves. Because how the fuck you gonna have room? Anybody sailed on a boat? No, it ain't no fucking way you can fill the bottom of the boat up with fucking them becoming this and becoming that. That's bullshit. All of that's bullshit. Everything they taught us is bullshit. That's how deep and conniving, but intelligent. That's why they must be respected. They can't just be looked at as those people, these wicked people. You must understand how we gotta come up. You learn from that. Mm-hmm. The motherfuckers planned 100 years out, 100 generations out.
Mm-hmm.
You right now, look where we at. Your son ain't even listening. Your daughter ain't even under you. So if you was to say, this is what I want next year, that shit ain't happening. These motherfuckers, they had the relationship. That's what we gotta learn from. So why they got all this shit out here? You gotta understand that the same person that has this shit out here, he had his relationship where he could tell his woman, "You're in the event that I die tomorrow, you're gonna make sure that our son's 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 son does what I have written."
Mm-hmm.
And she carries that the fuck out until she died, because when she died, she done taught this young lady to make sure that that son know who the fuck he is.
Right.
Where we can't get next year solved.
Nope.
We can't get next month solved. You try to come and say, look, dude, this is what we going to do. I see this happening. You doing that. But I'm going to relieve you of this burden in an easy, short way. Man, please. You're going to have to show up with the bread and the bends.
Yep. That's the only way.
You're going to have to show up with it.
What's it say? Actions speak louder than words. They always say that.
That's their cop out, because that was taught to us, because that keeps us from working together the way we came here.
Yep.
Working together.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell you, actions we speak louder than words, or man, you got to get it. You got to get it on your own. I had it tough. You got to find out how to get it.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what wisdom is about. Wisdom is supposed to make your path easier. Wisdom is supposed to make your daughter and your youth path easier from you.
Mm-hmm. That's how I move around now.
Yeah, but at some point, there is no challenge, because if there is six generations and each generation has made a mistake or stumbled, let alone achieved, and they pass that on, we are not supposed to be struggling now, and that's why nobody on this planet is going to give a black man any fucking thing. Because if you don't understand that, you ain't going to understand why somebody ain't going to give you nothing when you're talking about reparations. Ain't nobody giving you a fucking thing when this is your plight. And you don't even understand your plight, because you can solve your own shit. Because if you do it, all right, right now, I'm going to prove this right now real quick. LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
He's powerful enough right now, because where we at with technology, they don't need them owners. They could come to the owners. LeBron James could talk to the players.
There's about to with that whole riot joint happen.
And then come to the NBA and say, look, we're going to go and play on our own network, because we know that no matter if it's little network of Jim Jims, the fact that we playing there, the world will watch little Jim Jim station. They won't tune in to NBC or TNT or none of that shit, because we the fuck out. So y'all don't have no more control, because at the end of my contract, I'm dropping out the NBA and we're starting our own fucking league, because the white people, the Chinese people, the Indian people, the Pakistan people, the Sudan people will come play in our fucking league, because they won't play against us. We don't need your league. As soon as the rap motherfuckers say, yo, we ain't dealing with y'all motherfuckers no more. We starting our own record label. We ain't trying to get signed no more. Nigga, this is the age of fucking, if a million motherfuckers like your video, you probably, the right way, you if you market yourself right, you made $25,000 to $100,000. So you don't need the motherfuckers no more, but they got us programmed, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They got us programmed into the cycle of repetitiveness once you are indoctrinated. Because if I tell you a lie 100 times, it becomes your truth. That's the 100 monkey syndrome. They know 100 is the key. That's why they big on numbers, because they know I can't tell you a lie one time and it's going to be embedded in you. I got to tell you over and over and over and over.
That's manipulation.
Yes, but you will make that lie, it becomes your truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's religion.
Definitely religion.
So much over and over and over to this point. It's like slavery. They learned it with slavery. That's why they said you won't need shackles after so long. Because once you tell them something and you do this, those kids are born, you don't even need to shackle them no more. They're doing exactly what you want them to do. Go to work 40 hours a week, pay taxes. You're supposed to work all your life. Wow.
Yep.
When it's free fucking energy. And the free energy been here six civilizations before us. Was free fucking energy. But if anybody knew the fucking truth, they wouldn't pay a goddamn electric bill. You know, if science class taught you that the earth replenishes oil like we replenish blood. Oil is the blood of the earth. As simple as that. We can delve into the deep and the technology and all the science behind it, but just to summarize it, oil is the blood of the earth. So your blood replenishes itself. Go donate some. Watch, it comes back. So don't let nobody ever tell you that there is a shortage. You know what I'm saying? Where they hike the prices up because they told y'all it's a shortage. Oh my goodness. You know what I'm saying? It's to the point now where you could go stick. We probably could go drill over there and get some fucking oil, man.
Right.
You know, we could go, if we had to, you know, if we knew how to do it. That's why they keep us dumbed down, because they don't want us to do shit. Well, I'm gonna give you some today shit. Nowhere on the planet, they're not telling nobody. Because I argue with the vegans. Because they keep telling me about what's bad and what's good, how their shit's good. You got a vegetable, right? It's grown from what? What the fuck? Because I don't want to hear this shit. On the earth is rainwater safe for consuming. They have toxified the whole planet. They have toxified the water, the rainwater. They've toxified the air. They've toxified the soil. So tell me how the fuck you get a plant. You want to talk about the meat's contamination. Well, the plants is growing out the fucking contaminated soil, getting the contaminated rain, getting the contaminated air. So is you growing this shit in a bubble? You growing your fucking vegan shit in a vacuum bubble? No, you're not. You know, but this is how many agendas, if people don't understand how markets are made, how money moves. You know how once you put money behind something, it's repeated 100 times and it becomes something that's real for you, Mr. Consumer. You know, because we don't want to make no money. We only good at spending it. Nobody want to tell the fucking truth.
This is true.
If I gave you $1 million, nigga, you'd be broke in a year because nobody taught you how to fucking make no money. You going to go spend it on what? Do you know what the stitch count, what the cost, how much it actually cost to make that Lakers jersey?
How much?
Even today, with inflation, I say maybe $1.
Right. How much you think it costs?
Probably $77 to $150.
No, this is $300.
Yeah, because
it's Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, it's Will Chamberlain.
And it's Mitchell and Ness.
Yeah, and it's Mitchell and Ness. Marketing. More shit. That's why I'm like, but you can go make that jersey. You can go have that jersey made yourself for about fucking $5. And the only difference that'll be on there is nothing. Because Mitchell and Ness get they shit from over there. And now they pay them motherfuckers to sew Mitchell and Ness on it. So over there, you can go get it. And whatever name you want on it, whether it's Louis Vuitton or Mitchell and Ness, you pay them motherfuckers $2 and they will put that name on that jersey on the inside, as that's who it's made by, and there won't be a damn person out here that can prove that this shit is fake. So that's the one thing I learned from my dad. He worked in embroidery. So when everybody was tripping over jeans and clothes, my dad was already telling me what that stitch costs. You know, ain't no way I'm buying you no $70 jeans when I know the motherfuckers only cost $5. You know, it sound crazy, but not really. You know, so it's like, are you gonna be a consumer, or do you want to make some shit or be part of some shit?
That you had issues with.
Yeah, you got issues. That's why I tell people, again, everything is perspective. From this, you don't like that way. But when you making that type of money, you're going to like them, and you're going to like that way. Because that way saves you
$3-4 million. Especially with their tax breaks and stuff.
But when they tax in the middle class and the lower class, you part of the lower class and the middle
class. Hey, man.
So that shit don't seem fair. But when you, as soon as you cross the fuck over and you making $1 million, $2 million, you're going to be like, you're going to be loving that shit. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to vote for this motherfucker that's trying to tax the britches off of you. So it's perspective. You know, but if you don't know nothing, you part of the game. Because none of that should exist. It shouldn't be this or that. Because neither one of them are the truth. Give me the fucking truth of what's going on. Energy-wise, money-wise, whatever.
Nope.
already ready to go to Mars, so they will kill everybody. And they understand from the extraterrestrials that the extraterrestrials understood living on the surface of the planet is not a good thing. Planet affects more so than under the water or inside
of it. I'm listening to you. Somebody was just trying to sign into my my iPhone account.
Wow, yeah, that's technology.
Yeah,
it brings us up, opens us up to the all kinds of cyber thieves, because they know they get ready to do it. I told Suge, I tell people, take your money out the bank, because they're going to collapse the money system. When that electronic bank say your shit is zero, it ain't nobody going to be able to give you no cash. Your shit is going to be in a deliberation to your debt. That's what they got coming. Everybody going to dispute some shit, and they going to tell you they going to fix it, but you're going to die long before they fix it. Yeah, because they ain't giving you your money, because they gonna come and tell you that, okay, the dollar is only worth 25 cents. So if you had $100 in there, you only got 25. If you had 100,000, you only got 25,000 now.
Yeah.
If you had a million, you only got 250,000. So the average person is broke, because America is broke. So if dad is broke, and dad is behind on the bills, you walk in the house with $1,000. What good is that? Unless you pay the fucking rent with that shit. Because y'all broke. Y'all can't pay a bill.
Fuck.
So you got $1,000 in your pocket, but the electric bill need to be paid. Gas bill need